Okay, this week is Parshat Toldot. Now we will start with a dad joke. I remember my father, Lav Hashem, telling me this joke. This goes back many centuries. You hear the joke about the three holes filled in the ground filled with water? Well, well, well. Appreciate that. And I. And I mentioned that obviously because that most of this parsha is a drama between Yaakov and Esav. There's an interlude that's just about Yitzchak. It's about irrigation and agriculture. Yitzchak moves to the land of Plishtim during a famine. Goes on for a while. Source two, Aviv. And all the wells that had been dug by Abraham's people. Sitmum plishtim, the plishtim sealed up, vaymlu afar, and filled them with dirt. Yitzhak went back as he goes back to land of plishtim. That he dug out those wells that had been
Oh,
dug in the
yeah.
days of Abraham. And the plishtim had filled them up. Abraham after Abraham died, and he gives them names, Kishemot, Shakarula, and then he calls them the same names that his father had called them.
Oh,
Yitzhak
well, I
has the
remember
same name.
this.
You never know, sounds familiar.
I do, because it's an odd story.
It's an odd story. We should talk about it. What do you think?
Yes.
What an amazing coincidence that I could talk about.
Amazing.
Okay, and this is a new part of the story that Yitzchak's people are all digging in the valley. I am to Sham Bermaim, and they find a well of living water, a flowing spring. By Gerar Imra, and the shepherds of Gerar, which is the capital of Plishtim, argue with the shepherds of Yitzchak and say, "This is our water. This is all the same aquifer that's right now under Gaza and under the Negev. That same water battles are occurring today." By Haber Esek, so they call the name of this well. They call it the well of Esek of strife. Ki daskuimo, because they argued with him. Acheret, and so they dug another well. By Ribu, and they fought about that one also. By Sitna, and they call that one the well of hatred. They take me some, so they went a little further away.
Did Essek or Eshek?
A sec.
See, really? Okay.
Let's go check that. It's always worth checking.
Because isn't Eshek a word like,
Ashok is to oppress.
yeah.
But that's not exactly. I think. Okay, sure. And here it's Gresham Bear Esek, that's with a sin.
Essek, okay.
Yeah, that's definitely what
Hit us coo.
was.
And what does
Right,
it
you're
mean? Hit us coo.
that's good. They strove, they strived,
Oh,
they argued with. Opposed to
okay.
Eshek, Lotashok,
Yeah.
which means to oppress. So I'm sure they're
Oh.
related, but they're not the same word.
Okay. But spelt the same, right? Okay.
One with a sin, one with a shin. That's good.
Okay.
Okay. So they go, Misham. So they move from there, and they found another well. They dug another well, and there was no argument for that one. They crushed him at Rehovot. So they called, so Yaakov called this Be'er Rehovot.
Yitzchak,
Yeah, they cry, right? So Yitzchak is naming them.
I thought you
This
said
is,
Yaakov. Never
I'm
mind.
sorry, I should have said Yitzchak. I guess that calls it Rehovot. The broad places, not the streets, right? Because now God has given us room, has get made get pro, has widened things for us, and we will be fruitful in the land. And he goes from there to Beersheba. And then he has a vision from God, but he goes to Beersheba and he says, "Don't be afraid, I'm with you, and I will bless you because of Abraham."
And Be'er Sheva is also a Be'er. right?
He is a be'er by Vincham. Okay, we're going to look at that. That's going to be important. Hold that thought about the be'er, right? He's moving to the be'er. Vincham is be'er, and he builds an altar there by Krav Hashem. Hashem calls out in the name of God. Right? That's his mission to call the name of God by Yishem Alo, and he plants a tent there. By Yichru Shem Abdei Yitzchak be'er, and there they dig out a well in Be'er Sheva. Abimelech, who's the king of the Plishtim, goes from Gerar, the capital, and goes to visit Yitzchak, and they sign a treaty. They get up early. And they swear one to the other. That's their treaty. And Yitzchak sends them on their way, and they go out separate in peace. After all, those fighting about water. And it's that day, Yidulo, and that Yitzchak's people come and tell him that, back in Pasuk Kafhei, we found a well. After he signed this treaty, back then we found another well. We got another source of water. So he calls this well Shiva. Of course, this right by Yishbu. This is the well of the oath. Kane Shema Ir Be'er Sheva Adi Mazeh, and therefore this place is called Be'er Sheva unto this very day, from
So
then
the
on.
time is back and forth, right? I mean,
Well, in
like
terms of
he
this,
went to Be'er Sheva, but now they're telling you
it was.
he
So let's
named
look
it
at
Be'er
that because
Sheva.
it was already called Be'er Sheva. That will be
Right.
important. Okay, so hold that thought. It was Be'er Sheva.
Okay.
There was a well there. Now he's got another well there. But this whole story is strange, and it's beating over the head with a 2x4 and said, "You will interpret this homiletically." Okay? This is not a story about wells. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay, and this is Ramban starts out this with the say, the Torah goes on and sorry. It goes on and on about these wells in Peshutei Sipur To'ela, and there's no point if we're going to read this strictly pshat. I would say if you strictly literally, there's no To'el, there's no point. Lo kavod gadol l'Yitzchak, it's not a big deal for Yitzchak here. Both of them dug wells. We didn't make any big deal about Abraham's wells. But yesh b'davar in nistar b'tocho, there is a deeper meaning to this. Okay, if this was a secular book, your high school English teacher would have immediately had you write an essay on the symbolism of the wells if you came across this kind of line.
Does he say what it is?
Yeah, we'll quote him in a second.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm just getting an interesting idea that
Yeah.
the text is kind of demanding some kind of symbolic, metaphoric. You don't even have to call it midrashic interpretation. And I go around the internet, you can find lots of metaphors of wells. Here's one about business. I'm not, that if you want to find water, you don't dig lots of shallow holes. You dig one hole, you dig it deep. Expect me because digging lots of holes by business, I mean lots, so none of them are hitting water. Always broken, exhausted, and fearful, right? You got to dig deep to find any kind of water. And that's the metaphor is obvious. And that's the Ramban, his hermeneutic approach to Sefer Bereishit. The way he understands the text is Maaseh Avot Simla Banim. The narrative is a foreshadowing. There's a history of Klal Yisrael as it unfolds. So this is the Ramban. What's the deep meaning here? He Be'er Mayim Chayim, when it says, I found a well, a spring of flowing water, living water, Yemoz the Beit Elokim, and to the Beit HaMikdash, Sheyasu B'Nafshei Yitzchak, this answer to Kra Rishon Esek. So the first one is called Strife. Yemoz Kil Beit Rishon, Asher Hitasku Imanu, because there was lots of arguing about fights about the first Beit HaMikdash, Yasu Tanu Kama Malchakot. And the nations argued with us, Kama Milchamot, and there were wars, Ad Shechiru, until it was finally destroyed. Okay? Esek didn't, the Beit HaMikdash symbolized by the first Esek didn't last. Shini Kara Shema Sitna, the second was called Sitna Hatred, Shem Kashem Minarisha. It's even worse than the first. Ubayat Sheni, also destroyed. Bashishi Kara Rehovot, third was Rehovot. Wide open spaces. That's the third Beit HaMikdash that should be built in a few days. Huya said below Riva Matzah, that will be built without any fighting or argument. Vakel, Yachivut Gvulenu, and our boundaries will spread out. Tzibayit Shlishi, right, that Yechezkel describes is Rachva, Benasfala. That's Rachovot. We will spread out and circle higher and higher and higher. That's the Ramban.
And Yechezkel, what does it mean there? Who's gonna? It's about the land will be bigger.
For the people, let's look at the context of that.
That's the word. What's the context?
Oh, this is talking about the kind of the building itself. That talk about the side chambers. Rachva, they went wider and they went around higher and higher as they went on the sides of the building. This is
And
describing the
he's
physical building
of the Beit HaMikdash.
of the future Beit HaMikdash that he's describing.
Oh, the future one.
So Yechezkel is describing his vision of the future Beit HaMikdash.
I didn't
That
know
the
he
rooms
did that.
will get wider and wider as they go up. Okay.
Wait, wait, isn't it? It's in benching, right? Eretz Rachva. How does it
Rachva,
go?
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
We do say.
Whereas it's the opposite. It's a teeny little place. And everybody's fighting over it.
That's true, right? So we look forward to a period of Rachovot for Yiba Aretz, right? Right, that's what he's going to say. There are other approaches. I'm not, this one doesn't, you know, it doesn't, I can't get much out of it here. So we're going to look at another approach. Art score obviously feels the same way because they immediately go on, they quote the Rambam, and then they say wells also symbolize the spiritual wealth that's hidden beneath layers of human smugness, materialism, and laziness. Right, we got to dig deep in order to find the water underneath there. We got to work hard. Abraham, who was the spiritual father of all mankind, as we said last week, tried to show the world how much they could accomplish if they wanted to, did so the symbolism of digging wells. Now, that
Yeah, but
comment of
his wells are all stuffed up.
hold that thought.
Okay.
So, Art Scroll leaves that anonymous. Okay, doesn't say who it was, but it comes from the Chiddushei Arim, the first. The Ger Rebbe, Vilas Fas Emes, the second Ger Rebbe. Okay, so
How'd
I'm
you
trying to,
find it?
how did I
Wow.
find it? Because I was looking, I was first looking at the Fas Emes because I'm a lapsed Gerer, so it's always a good source for nice homiletic interpretations of the Pasuk. And I thought, oh, this is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Sorry,
Oh.
my mouse is not listening. My mouse died. Come on, mouse died. Oh, sorry. Okay, we're gonna use this the old fashioned. All right. Let's see if I can use the old tab. Here we
I
go.
still like a mouse. I don't like the pad.
I do like the mouse, but my mouse it needs to be charged. I always forget to do that. Not immediately relevant. Here, okay. So this is Sfas Emes. The way Sfas Emes is organized, it's his drashot for every year. So each year is pretty similar. This is tough one from Tafresh Lamed Gimel from that would be 1873.
By Parsha,
Yes, by
Parsha.
Parsha, right. So this is Toldot of Tafresh
Okay.
Lamed Gimel. Adonia Vizikeni Mari,
Ooh.
Marebi. Okay, my grandfather.
Wait, where are you reading? I don't see it.
Verse 7.
Seven. Oh, I was on eight. Okay, okay.
Sure, 7 is the sort of Emma
Yeah.
or Tafshin, right? Basically, Lamed Gimel. And so it quotes my grandfather, my grandfather. So the first Ger Rebbe was the Rim, Yitzhak Meir. The second was his grandson. They skipped over his son, who wrote the Sfat Emes. I don't care exactly what his name was. He's quoting his grandfather. So Zakeni Mari Rebiza, Higid Binyan Habeirot. He explained the idea of these wells. Shachafru avotenu, that our ancestors dug lahasira chitzioniot, right? The idea is that they were trying to remove all the externalities. So a rahagnuza, to find the hidden light within. Right? It's a way of, you have to dig deep inside yourself to reach your spiritual perfection. It's a metaphor. To become makom yesh nekuda panimi, because no matter where you are, there's some depth, there's some internal point that can be reached. And he said, Rehovot bichinat Shabbat Kodesh. And he added this idea that Rehovot was represented by our digging wells on Shabbos, where it's easy. We're spiritually connected. Then, Shibimota Achol, Esek, but it's a lot more, there's more struggle on
Shabbos.
during the week.
What? What does Shabbos have to do with this?
He's saying that, again, we're metaphorically digging within us. We're digging for spiritual depth. It's easier on Shabbos.
Where does he get that from? Nothing to do with this
No, he's
parsha.
saying that that's different between Rehovot, and I'm not going to get into that. So don't
Oh,
worry too much about
Rehovot. I see.
Rehovot. The idea is
Rehovot.
Rehovot.
Yeah.
There are three wells. One is Rehovot, which is kind of when it's easy, and as I can sit now, is when digging the wells is hard. And we got to fight to
Okay.
get to that spiritual depth. And that's symbolized by Shabbat and Chol, but don't worry about it too much because we're not going to go there.
Why aren't any of them relating to the fact that Yitzhak is just doing what the same wells? He's not.
We aren't there yet. Give me, okay,
Oh,
hold that thought.
okay.
Okay, we got to keep
Okay.
moving. Okay, we
I
got to
there are
keep
too
moving.
many
You're
thoughts.
exactly, that's
Okay,
exactly
let's
right.
go.
Right, we
Okay,
got to
let's
go
go.
there. He's digging the same wells as father, okay? Okay, we're developing the theme here. Okay, so continuing in
Ah, here it is. Okay.
behind that Hashem gives some kind of spirituality to every physical thing, idei ha-mitzvot, through the mitzvot. That's what our digging is. We use the mitzvot. That not, there's nothing out there in the world that doesn't have some mitzvahs associated with it, that we can't make it holy. Afamamon, tzedakah, because for instance, with money, we can give tzedakah, we can make our wealth holy. That's what digging in the wells is. Dig through
Okay.
the dirt to get to the spiritual point. And I'm not going to make
Okay.
the weekday and the Shabbos, but he goes on to make the point that you're making. Okay. That Avram wells are sealed up and Yitzchak has to dig them out again. Okay, that's the point there. So this is from a couple of years later, where he says it out more explicitly, Tashrei Shlomo above. Mulze, and corresponding to all of this, Magid HaKatuv kan, the pasuk is telling us, he called ha'orot asher hisig aviv, this aura, this spiritual light that his father achieved, the wells that he dug. We're all sealed up afterwards. That Yitzhak had to go. He had to find his own way. And that's what digging the wells was, right? They were gone. You can't just use your father's wells. You got to dig your own wells.
But he's digging his father's wells.
Ah, hold that thought.
Okay, I'm not
Okay.
going to talk. I'll let you develop
No,
it.
I
Go
mean,
on.
you're seeing exactly where I'm going with this, which is
Yeah,
great.
okay, I'm going to wait. Okay.
Lule Abraham, because if it weren't for the fact that Abraham's wells were sealed, Loya Mechapsim Derach, he wouldn't Yitzhak would never try to find anything new. He wouldn't have done anything himself. He just can, live off of his father's wells. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's why the Torah sets it up when it says in the beginning of this, Vayira, there was a famine. Milvadar Abraham, right? Besides one that had Abraham, right? That Yitzhak faced his own spiritual difficulties, this metaphoric famine and drought that he's got to dig his own well. Yitzhak had to find his own way of Yira and Gevura. We talked about Abraham is Chesed. Yitzhak is through Yira and Avoda. Yitzhak had to find his own way. That's true for all of us as well. Right? We have to dig our own wells. We can't just, use the father's our ancestors' wells, but the wells we had, because they're going to be sealed up. Okay. But your point, he's digging his father. He's just redigging the old ones. Okay? But that's not really true. You look at the text, there are three sets of wells. Okay, that this first set, where it says by Yosha, Yitzchak, by Yachpor, Berota, Mayim, Shechav, Rubim, Avram, Aviv, that Yitzchak goes back and redigs those wells that his father had, by Kralahen Shemot, and he called them by the name, Kishemot, Asher Karan Lahen Aviv, He calls them by the same names. But what were the names of those wells? We
Oh,
don't know.
Sinai,
No,
Osek.
that's the second set. That's afterwards.
Oh.
Right? The ones that he redug as fathers, we don't know what Avram called them. We don't know what he called them. Right? They
Oh.
don't have the names mentioned. Those wells are shameless. Sorry about that.
Okay.
Right? Okay, because shame doesn't just mean name, it means a fame. It means having a lasting influence, right? Hashem promises Avram, source 9. I will make your name great. Okay, that's just what a shame is. Right? Everybody knows that. That's how you spread the word. That's what shame is. Okay? Or what Hashem promises David. David wants to build the Beit HaMikdash. And Hashem tells David, no, you're not going to build the Beit HaMikdash, but source 10, I was with you everywhere you went. I wiped your enemies out before you. And I've given you a shame. I give you a name as great as anyone ever been in the land. Okay, that's what shame is. But then ones that he goes out and digs and he reopens his father's, those don't have a shame. Okay? That when he digs his redigs his father's wells, they have no lasting influence. The ones that have names that the text mentions, those are the new ones. He has to dig his
Oh,
own wells for
really?
his own path, right? Essek, Sitna, and Rehobot are new wells. Those have real names. Okay,
It
those have
doesn't
shameless.
say he called them the names that his father called them.
That was the first set. Let's go back, go back and look at that,
Oh, that's
right?
before the three that we know.
Right, so here, let's go here.
Oh.
Up, okay. Right, so we have right first by Aviv and by Aviv, right? Set one. Set two. Right? This is another
Oh,
set.
so this is
Digging.
a new one,
New
not
set. They're
Avram's.
digging, and then they have Esek, and the new one is called Sitna, the new one Rehobot. And then the third one is Beersheba. Okay.
Oh,
Okay.
okay.
But remember those three, Essek, Sitna, Rehobot, they get names, they have a shame, they have some influence, but they don't last. They're
Oh.
never mentioned again in Tanakh, and we don't know where they are. Okay.
Oh.
Right. The modern Rehobot, where Weizmann is too far north to be this one. This is
Oh.
in the Negev. That's where Yaakov is there. Okay. So they're names, but they don't last. He digs his own wells, but that doesn't last. The only one whose name lasts is Beersheba. So the Torah emphasizes the point. The Torah says, Al kein shema ir Beersheba ad hayom hazeh. That shame lasts forever. The problem is that disproves my point, because that was one that was dug by Abraham, right? He
Oh.
goes to Beersheba, there's already a well there, right? This is back Perchav Aleph. When Abraham is talking to Abimelech, king of the Plishtim, right? Source 11. Abraham et Abimelech, al dot be'er hamayim asher gazlu avdei Abimelech, that Abraham has water battles with the Abimelech's people, and Abraham rebukes Abimelech, Ayomer, and after they negotiate, that we're going to have this treaty, and you're going to take seven sheep from me. That will be the testimony ki chafarti to bear zot, that I dug this. Avram tells Abimelech, "Al kein krab lamakomahu be'er sheva, ki sham nishbu shnehem," so that Avraham and Abimelech call this place Be'er Sheva because that's where the oath was. They sign a treaty. And Abimelech goes back, and then and Abraham plants an isha, literally a terebinth, but this is Abraham's inn, achila shtia b'lina or leviyah. This is his hospitality suite in Beersheba. They cross shem b'shem Hashem kelola. They cross out name of God. Preaches to the people in Beersheba. So that's Abraham's Beersheba. So Yitzchak is digging this new well in the same Beersheba, same Shiva that Abraham did. But this is the bear whose name was last, Ariam Hazeh. Okay, this is the name last. And the key point here is I think there's a difference between Yaakov's Beersheba and Abraham's Beersheba.
Not Yaakov.
I keep saying that, yes.
Oh,
Abraham
Yitzchak.
and
Oh,
Yitzchak.
okay.
Yeah, Abraham and Yitzchak, yes. Okay, that they are different. And why are they different? Because both of them are saved by Yikra B'Shem Hashem. Okay, we saw that Yitzchak, Abraham does it. We have it right here. Vayikra b'Shem Hashem and Yitzchak in our parsha. Vayu Shem is Beach. Vayikra b'Shem Hashem in Be'er Sheva. But they're different because when Abraham calls out the name of Hashem, it's Vayita Eshel b'Be'er Sheva. He calls out the name of Hashem as Eshel. In his hospitality suite, right? The Chilashti of right, eat and drink. And Yitzchak, it's Vayivan Shem Mizbeach. That's how Yitzchak calls out B'Shem Hashem, right? Avram serves Hashem, evangelizes through Chesed. That's Avraham's way, as Avraham's vision of what Hashem is and the way Avram serves Hashem, Yitzchak does through the Mizbeach, through Avodah. That's Yitzchak's Avodah Hashem is literally through Avodah. So he's digging a well in the same place, but in his own way. So with this metaphor,
And
yeah.
how we know that they're different because when they call on God, one is with the Eshel, one's with the Mizbeach.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They're doing the same cry, Kor B'Shem Hashem, but they're doing it
Same.
through different means.
Okay.
Okay, so that's what how you make a shame that lasts. That's Ara Yom HaZeh. You have to synthesize that tradition and innovation. It's got to put both together. That's the only way to do it. And that's what Be'er Sheva was. You want to uncover spirituality, you got to do that. Okay? That's the message of the wells and of the different ways of one, of different ways that you can dig the well. You can't just redig what came before you, but you can't, it's got to be connected. And so Yitzchak's son, so now we're getting to Yaakov, if I keep saying that, also comes to Be'er Sheva.
Oh,
And
yeah.
also continues to innovate.
What does he do there?
Okay, so here let's quote the Psukim. Let me change that.
So far we have Chesed and Avoda, and what does Yaakov bring us?
Yaakov is the synthesis.
Is what?
The synthesis, okay? So this is when Yaakov's going down to Egypt because of the famine. Again, same exact model. There's a famine in the land. He's got to go down to Egypt. That's what Avram did. That's what Yitzchak started to do, but ended up staying in the land of Plishtim. On the way, Yaakov goes down and he comes to Be'er Sheva, Yizbach Zevachim, L'Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, and he offers Zevachim on his father's Mizbeach. What are Zevachim?
What is what?
What is a zebach? Wait, zebach zebachim.
I don't know what
It
Zevach.
literally means I mean to butcher. It's not an olah. It's not an offering to God, right? This emek davar. Diyekatzuv. This pasuk is being careful to mention. It's zebachim shehem hema shlamim. It's a korban shlamim, which means it's offer. You offer the fats, the inedible parts of the mizbeach. It's dedicated to God, but it's eaten by everybody. It's kind of the synthesis of chesed. I got to, shlamim is something that has to be shared with the community. You got to eat a whole cow in a day, right? You can't eat that yourself. You've got to share that. But it's basically a, it's a korban that's not offered to God, but it's offered to the people, right? It's an avoda that combines chesed and avoda. That's the synthesis that Yaakov offers.
A korban shlamim is, it doesn't mean it's all burnt up. It means after you eat it,
No,
what
it has
happens?
to be eaten.
Oh.
Okay, a shlamim is shechted by the mizbeach. The
Yeah.
blood is sprinkled on the mizbeach. The chalav is offered on the mizbeach, and it's eaten by the people. You
Oh,
eat it, your
good.
friends eat it. Everybody else has to. It has to be eaten, within a day or two, depending on the kind of shlamim. That's what shlamim is. It is a korban that is eaten by the people.
Oh,
That's the synthesis.
So that's Yaakov's innovation.
That's innovation. That is the first time we see this idea of a zevach la'Hashem.
Oh.
We've seen other zevachim just when you have a barbecue, but this is actually how can you have a barbecue to God that we can do the both at the same time, right? I can do chesed with people at the same time my avodah for Hashem. I can pull them together, and that's his innovation. So that's what Yaakov brings to Be'er Sheva. So that's
Okay.
part of our message of the whole parsha that starts with this. Ilo toldot Yitzchak ben Avraham. This is just the generations of Yitzchak, the son of Abraham. Abraham Eli Yitzchak, which is obviously redundant. Abraham, the sire is Yitzchak. Okay, and so this Sfat Emes, Sfas Emes. Right? They said it again. This is a year later. Quotes the Shmuel Rabbah that points out when it says Ve'elav Amar Rav Abahu b'chol makom shekatu Ve'elav. When it says Ve'elav and these. Mosif al Rishonim. It's telling you that it's adding from what came before. Homo kom shekatuv of Aleph doesn't have the vav there. Posel to Rishonim means something new. It's negating what came before. So Emma says, Ve'ela tolda Yitzchak ben Abraham. Ve'ela Mosif al Rishonim. Means that Yitzchak is coming, is adding on what came before. Just go to Abraham al Yitzchak. So they emphasize that Abraham is one who started Yitzchak Klomar. That one came from the Yitzchak's path was different from his father. His was Yira, his father's was Ava, but one came from the other. It was derived from that. And that's how Yaakov could come out of that. That's the path of the tradition. That we have to dig our own wells,
Ayla, okay.
that we need to draw from the
Dig
same
our
aquifer.
own wells, but they need to be drawing from the same aquifer.
As our forebears.
Forebears, very good. That includes the four mothers. We have to
Yes.
dig our own wells. So Ve'ela and Be'er Sheva. So Be'er Sheva is a big deal. I don't know. In my mind, it's always seven wells, Be'er Sheva. But that's not it. It's the
It's not. It
Be'er
says Kisham
of the
Shlishmi. It says
promise or
Kisham
the,
Nishbeushin.
yeah.
I mean, Abraham makes a pun there by setting aside seven sheep to symbolize the Shavuah.
Oh, it's a pun. It's a good pun.
It is a good pun. We start with a dad joke, we end with a dad joke. That's always good.
Yeah.
The forebears.
Okay, Ve'ela toldot Yishmael. That's what I read
That's
last
last week's
week.
parsha. Okay, that was last week's parsha.
I know I read that section. We
Oh,
had a
okay.
women's they do on Chayesara, they do a women's Torah reading.
Oh, okay.
And I
Just
did that part,
Wi-Fi. So, of course,
Shvi'i.
it was Sarah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ve'ela toldot. Okay.
This one is Ve'elot Toda. Yeah, again, it builds on, right? We're not the same,
I
but
like
we're.
how you separated out what's there's wells and more wells and the same wells and but you really separated out. First are these wells, then are these wells, then
Have
Be'er
the
Sheva.
Be'er Sheva, which is just right.
Yeah.
That's the three bears as opposed to the four bears.
Right. So you don't think Rehovot is geographically.
No, think about where I mean, this is Eretz Plishtim is what's basically Gaza and out to Be'er Sheva. I mean, that's the geographic area of where he's talking about, where he is, where the Plishtim
And
are.
Rehovot is not close to Be'er
Rehovot,
Sheva.
Rehovot is near Tel Aviv.
Oh,
Right.
it is? Show me.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's pretty far north. It's on the road. Let's see if we can so shrink this down. You see it?
Rehovot.
I got it. Oops.
And where's Be'er Sheva?
I gotta move it down.
Pretty close to Gaza there. It's north.
There's Ashkelon, there's Sderot, there's Hebron, there's Be'er Sheva. Rehovot's here, that one, and Be'er Sheva's down here, right? So, but he's here, so he's wandering around here. I don't think the Mount Rehovot is anywhere near that.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good name.
It's a good name, but it just symbolizes good things.
Yeah. Like
Right, kilometers.
Springfield, the Springfield all over. So Rehovot.
Okay.
But it
And
doesn't say
okay.
they called the place Rehovot, just the well.
Well, right. See, it says here that the biblical town Rehovot was located in the Negev Desert, presumably, but the Bilu movement named the city Rehovot based on that pasuk, but it's not the same place.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, very nice.
Stop here. And okay, have a good day, and I'm
Have
gonna
a good
have a
week.
good
Have a
night.
good Shabbos.
Good chaps. And goodbye.
I don't like my hair.
Oh, by the way, I did like the irony.
Wasn't that a
That's
riot?
funny. That's very funny.
It's like.
Somebody got a translation that didn't work.
No irony. That's one of the best I've seen.
Irony is always included. Yep. Okay. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.